17-year-old Destry Klein from Newton is playing the spring section from Vivaldi's The Four Seasons during a workshop in a Des Moines concert hall. Leading the workshop is violinist Anna Kiko Myers, who is in town to play with the Des Moines Symphony.
You have a very sweet tone.
Thank you.
She offers Destry constructive criticism about his solos.
You don't have to play every note. You can actually drop out to prepare yourself for a big solo like you're playing. That's just a lot of work to do.
Okay.
Yeah. It's already hard enough playing this very virtuosic work.
45-year-old Anna Kiko Myers has been playing professionally since she was Destry's age. She says when helping a new performer learn, there is a danger to imitate and emulate.
I really try to stay away from try it like me. This way is the right way. There's no right way. You can experiment as much as you can. And I just think it's really important for the student to play the best that they can, you know, and I'm there to try to bring that out.
7 months after Destry's lesson, his solo during the Spring Concerto is accompanied by the Des Moines Youth Symphony during a concert. Destry says his lesson with Anna Kiko Myers helped him overcome technical challenges.
How to use your bow to the best of its ability. Use your body to make the music better. How to frame your mind as you're playing this music. I remember her saying it's like you're going on a journey.
Vivaldi's music represents a year-long journey through four distinctly different seasons, making it conducive to storytelling. Managing director of the Youth Symphony, Joshua Bartledge, collaborated with other Iowa organizations to expand the story of the four seasons.
We all know that there's infinite connections between music and art, music and movement, and finding all kinds of connections between this work and these kind of cross disciplines.
The concert is billed the Four Seasons Project. As the Youth Symphony plays, dancers from Dance Arts perform ballet movement, artwork from Des Moines Art Center students surround the concert hall, and between concerti, students from the Science Center of Iowa explain the science behind seasonal changes.
So if this microphone were the sun, the earth would continually move around, and a hemisphere might be pointed towards, giving them summer, or it might be pointed away, giving it winter.
Joshua Bartledge says this is the first time the Youth Symphony has worked with so many people and organizations for a concert experience.
They will walk away having known this piece, having had a relationship with this piece far more than anything that we would have done before because of that collaboration.
Soloist Destry Klein says the experience of combining his vision of Vivaldi with his fellow performers helps him be a better player.
We had an idea. What is this going to sound like when we're done? And we all of us work together to make it sound that way. So music has done great things for me. It's taught me how to be a responsible person. And music does that for everybody.
Bartledge says they don't have a project like this planned for next year, but if they find the right donor and the right piece of music, they're eager to do more collaborations like this in the future. In Des Moines, I'm John Pimble, Iowa Public Radio News.